USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's just a miracle that happened.
That's one of the so-called lucky 12 little boys who were saved along with their coach from a waterlogged cave in Thailand last week after being there stuck for over 2 weeks. Through the translator, the little boy talks about his first sight of the rescue team when they first showed up.
He asked, "How are you?" And I was frightened. And I said, "Can I help you?" He said, no, you just go up. And then I went up.
One of the rescuers saying that, in fact, there were over 1,100 workers involved in that rescue operation. An investigation into a fatal mid-air collision between two small planes above the Florida Everglades yesterday's continuing. Three people are dead, and a search is continuing for a potential fourth victim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
The Federal Reserve chairman's before House lawmakers at this hour, and Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy is doing well and should continue to do so. He also hinted that more interest rate hikes will be coming before the year's end. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Tony Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A manhunt in the nation's capital for four masked men who shot up a D.C. neighborhood, killing a 10-year-old girl. Police have released video of the suspects pulling up to an apartment complex and then opening fire on a group of people who were simply sitting outside on Monday evening. Four adults were wounded, and young Micaiah Wilson was shot and killed. A $25,000 reward is being offered for information leading to arrests. Non-dairy products may no longer be called milk if the Food and Drug Administration gets its way, that is. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb saying yesterday that he intends to enforce the definition of milk as something that comes from a cow and not a plant. The rule has been on the books for a long time, but it hasn't been enforced against products such as soy milk and almond milk. The announcement coming as the American Dairy Coalition is rolling out efforts this week to persuade the FDA not to expand the definition of milk to include drinks derived from plants. And today's a uniquely American holiday. It's National Hot Dog Day, and a lot of restaurants are offering deals. And the experts at JJ's Red Hots have released a survey of the most popular hot dog condiments. They say the five favorite toppings are mustard, chili, relish, sauerkraut, and onions. And for USA Radio News, I'm hungry, and Chris Barnes.